I reckon I'm living to this age because of the NHS. You know, every time I've had a problem, they've sorted me out. I take so many pills, you wouldn't believe it. But I'm here and I can do most things I want to do. Everybody grumbles about the NHS, but I have no grumbles.
Elsa started her training as a nurse on the day that the National Health Service started.
July 1948.
So in July 1948, it's your first day ever at work, and it was the first day of the NHS.
I went into training school.
Yeah. So you've sort of seen the NHS from both sides, of both, working in it and obviously receiving treatment of it.
Yes.
And do you think, are you kind of quite proud of the NHS? Do you think?
Well, I'm quite proud of the NHS because I think they've done a marvellous job. I mean, there's always slip ups. I mean, you don't hear of the good they do. All you hear of is when things go wrong, isn't it, really? But that's the way I feel about it.
And do you think for a lot of people of your age that the NHS has kind of made a big difference?
Well, it has. I'm sure it has. Because, I mean, when people had to pay for everything that they had done, I mean, a lot of people couldn't afford it. I can remember my mother searching around for... Our doctor used to run a club of some sort, and I think it cost something like 10 pence or 10 a week or something like that. I can't really remember completely, but I can remember my mother searching for this money.
So it's almost like medical insurance, so you sort of pay to the doctor.
Yes, you paid to the doctor. And then, you know, treatment wasn't free, but it certainly helped.
No, I remember in our family that, you know, the pharmacist was important. You know, he gave a lot of advice that was free. If you, I suppose he sold medicines, which helped him, but that was a means of avoiding going to a doctor and having expense.
So lots of people probably had things going on which they never got checked out properly.
And then they died from... I mean, modern medicine has done a lot, hasn't it?